So I like to talk a lot, so I wrote some stuff down so I won't take too much of your time. All right. For the last couple of months, I've been in a place of Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13. Then you will call on me and come pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I am starting to realize that the Lord wants to hear from us and actually does answer our prayers. Lately, every night, I set my alarm for 6 a.m. with the intention of going to the prayer meeting the next morning. For some reason, I don't ever sleep real well, so some mornings I wake up and shut the alarm off before it goes off and go back to sleep, and this is usually 1 hour or so of extra sleep. On the mornings that I go back to sleep and don't make it to the prayer meeting, I end up having the worst days. The other mornings I get up, I get this little nudge to just get up and shake off the sleep and go pray. After these kind of mornings, I have wisdom and revelation from the Lord all day. I notice myself being led by the Spirit much better days. In the last 2 or 3 weeks, I have struggled to get along with a particular guy at work. I had the worst attitude toward him. I confessed to a couple of brothers and asked the Lord to remove this anger from me. Tuesday afternoon, I had a really good talk with this guy, and it brought healing. Then the following morning, just before 6, I had a conversation, and it went like this. Me, I'm tired. The enemy, go back to sleep. Me, that sounds good, but I want to go pray. The enemy, if you don't go back to sleep, you're going to fight with this guy at work today. Me, okay, I better get 1 extra hour of sleep then. And then I realized who I was talking to. I jumped out of bed, turned off the alarm, and said, Satan, you're a liar. The last time I missed the prayer meeting to sleep, I had a terrible day. I was more tired. Get away from me now. This is where the Lord started speaking to me. Please follow along with me as I read Mark 14 through 32, or 32 through 42. I don't know how to pronounce this word. I've said it probably 100 times. I think it's Gethsemane. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He said to them, stay here and keep watch. Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, not what I will, but what you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Enough, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. So I felt like the Lord was saying to me, he wants me to be watching and praying in that 1 hour rather than sleeping. It pains me to know that Jesus is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He literally gave up his life so that I can live and live abundantly. And how do I repay him? I sometimes choose sleep over him. One measly hour of non-refreshing sleep. I believe the body can relate to this. For some, it's shopping or money or work or lots of different things. So I challenge you all with this one question. What does your 1 hour look like? I hope none of us will miss this warning he leaves us in verse 38. It is my hope and prayer that we will watch and pray, that we will be ready when that hour comes. Let Peter be our example of what we can't afford to do. He slept, and then when the army came to seize our Lord, he decided to act by cutting off the slave's ear. But it was too late. In the words of Jesus in Matthew 25:13, therefore, keep watch because you do not know the day or hour.